Paris McFarthing, Ben Jackson, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
Now, you have a beer love story that began over a beer and is now turning into, well, your own Hop River Brewing Company relationship, and congratulations on all of that, guys.
Thank you.
Let's talk logistics. How did you two decide to actually do the brew space?
It really started just the two of us had been kind of exploring the idea of a brewery individually. Most people who love beer at some point of time think about opening a brewery. And just with my background in small business, kind of like, well, maybe I can do this. And I kicked it around and just came a point in time where I was introduced to Ben through a mutual friend. And from there, things took off. I kind of waited him out to see if he was serious. And then next thing you know, we're working on a business plan.
And Ben, you came here, I guess, just for the beermatch.com perhaps. But once you two met, you made a move to Indiana for you.
I had lived in Washington, D.C. for about 25 years and was a lawyer for 15 of those. Was looking to make a change, and like Paris, I liked beer and thought, oh, maybe I could start a brewery, and then started looking to it and realized that maybe I could do it, but, you know, have to learn a lot more. And then we were introduced, and say we long distance dated for a bit, and then I moved here with my family. My wife is from Fort Wayne, and so we have a lot of family in here, sort of that support, and it's just been wonderful.
That is just perfect. Okay, speaking of perfect, finding the perfect space to do this, why is the spot that you've chosen over at 4th and Harrison the one?
For me, just being a Fort Wayne native, I've loved the renaissance that's really happening downtown. I moved my shipping operation for Phil's Hobby Shop down there, and the minute that happened, I fell in love with downtown, the energy, the people, the things that it's close to, and just kind of paying attention to just all this redevelopment and new things happening. When we had the opportunity to go there, it just clicked. It just fit with the idea of the brewery we were trying to get and the experience that we wanted to provide to the community.
For me, it was sort of the same reason as Paris. Revitalizing downtown and being part of that is, I think, very important. And it's part of what I liked about Fort Wayne even before I moved here, as I got to know the city through my family. You know, I think that it was somewhat serendipity that the property that we're moving into was available, and that it was sort of set up as a space that lend itself to a brewery and lend itself to a great just location and experience downtown. I think we were very fortunate.
Indeed. So now that you have secured this space, what needs to be done to get it up and open and renovated and running?
How long do you have? there's a variety of things, you know, with the...
First things first.
First things first is general renovations, just upgrading, adding sprinklers to the building and the sort of infrastructure stuff that has to get done. And then getting the tap room ready, making sure that space is comfortable, that it is inviting. And over time, developing our outdoor space. So similarly, we have a place where people can all-weather experience and really have a true brewery experience. You can tour the brew house, see it from the tap room, see what we're making, talk to our brewers, talk to the rest of the employees, try to learn, if you want to, about the process, about beer, and really get engaged, really be part of that craft beer movement.
When do you hope to be cutting that ribbon and serve that first brew?
It's a hard question. We'd like the winter time, sometime December.
If you're lucky, it's going to be yet this year.
Yes.
What a way to celebrate the holidays, then. That's for sure.
Yes. It'd be an amazing Christmas.
it would be fantastic.
To everyone, yes. Sounds like. Okay, so how many phases, basically, do you have planned for?
Really, it kind of breaks out into three phases. The first phase being really the interior, a tap room and the brew house and all that main infrastructure. Second phase, moving to the outdoor, really revitalizing the outdoor and the space around the property. And then phase three, kind of, there's still a lot of things being added to that, but just making all that even better.
We hope that a number of things, in addition to the tap room, which, you know, we're planning to be family friendly so that people can bring their kids, have some food, have a drink, a nice atmosphere for that. And then in addition, as we develop the outdoor space, we have a significant amount of area that we can develop for regular patio seating, for outdoor games, for more casual seating, fire pits, that sort of thing, to really give people different options of what they want to do, how big a party or small, if they want to sit on their own, if they want to come with their friends, come during the day or in the evening, really want to have all sorts of options. And so that it becomes sort of top of the list for them to somebody to come visit, either when they're just going out for the night or they're coming into town, or people to come from outside of town to come see what we're like.
How big is that physical space, the
It's about 1.6 acres, so about a full city block. So it gives us a lot of room, a lot of opportunity to be creative.
Yeah.
We have a parking lot now, and we have full perimeter parking around the property. And then also in the future, we're going to add more parking lot spaces just to make it more friendly to people who are commuting in.
It sounds like you've got about all the avenues covered for people getting there and doing a variety of wonderful things.
Bike racks, the whole, you know, we'll work to the extent that there are tours or beer buses that drive around the city visiting various venues and get involved in that. Any way we can to get somebody to come and, you know, have a good time with us.
The Wells Street corridor and that whole neighborhood seems to be a stable and wonderful neighborhood, but also adding things daily that are peripherally connected or directly connected to the riverfront activity. You're just going to blend in there? Is that how you feel?
We would like to consider ourselves an anchor for that area. So once we go in and we take on and redevelop that property, we want to be kind of a guiding light. This is what you can do in this area. This is what this area needs. And like to think as you add the riverfront to that, you add Hop River, more people will come, more things will happen, and that area will really boom. It's doing great now, but, you know, you can always get better.
More the merrier in this case, too. Okay. Your other players in Hop River Madness, you have taken on Head Brewer, and you have your trusty Mary Corinne that does seemingly everything else.
Yes.
I think that you too call it that.
We would be sunk without her.
With all of your combined skill sets, is everything covered in this part of the process?
I think so, and I think we planned it that way. You know, Paris and I worked together sort of on our own as we were doing the business planning and getting things set up, and then brought Mary Corinne in when we needed somebody to help with community outreach, to help coordinate some of the things that either we weren't able to or just made sense to have the extra person to, but also looking to really have somebody dedicated to that marketing side of things. And we've gotten to the point where we needed a head brewer to start developing recipes to get us ready for opening and all of the things that go around the production and having somebody with that experience to do it. Paris and I have both brewed for years, but I think we recognize that having somebody who's done it as their job and been responsible for it is the better way to go to make sure that we have good, high-quality beer from day one.
Go for it. Sounds like you've already got the well begun is half done.
We're very excited about it.
You're going on. So how DIY can you be with everything that has to happen now that you have things secured and got all of the business and that sort of work done, but really hands-on?
Surprisingly, with breweries these days, they're pretty capital intensive. So Ben and I, a lot of things that, you know, we're doing or equipment we have coming in, we've handpicked this, we've looked over it, we've compared it. When it gets to our door, we're moving it. So just as much as, you know, we make some of the decisions of what we buy, we're also the muscle that gets to move it in and
cleaning
put it in
crew
place.
At times.
Oh, yes. And the cleaning crew. Right. We have a lot of stainless steel already that needs polished. So, you know, we are training ourselves well for that. It's never ending, but it's also fun. It's rewarding. It's recognizing that, yes, you know, we put in long hours, we put in time to do that, seeing the end product, but then also seeing, you know, happy customers and seeing people delighted by good beer.
We're realistic that there's certain things you hire professionals to do, whether it's on the construction side, the installation side, or the brewing side, but there are lots of holes to fill. And for any small business owner, you know that you fill them. And it's a great experience for me. It's a bit different going from being a lawyer sitting in an office all day to running around all day and all night trying to figure out all of the details that we're responsible for. But like Paris said, there's a satisfaction in knowing that this is what we built.
That's it. It's yours to share with the world. Okay, I'm not going to ask you if you have a lot of work to get back to because I know the answer to that. But before you go, last question. You're working like mad to get things ready and with hard work, it sounds like lucky would be the very end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything brewers like yourselves that are getting ready to have the whole space can do in the meantime while their space is getting ready?
I think there are a number of beer events between now and then that we'd like to participate in, you know, to help get our brand out there, get our beers out there, or at least styles that we're developing. I think there's just a lot of activities that we can do in the community, you know, the Wells area and in the city that can just get us involved and get us exposed to people or get people exposed to us.
And who doesn't like to meet a new neighbor, a new friend with a brewing company and a good brew?
We hope to be good neighbors for the area.
I feel like from day one, we've definitely focused on a unique experience from what we wanted to provide to the property we chose and the atmosphere we want to create. And we want that complete experience to be one that people come back for time and time again.
There's plenty of beer lovers here that would really, I think, appreciate the opportunity to expand their opportunities to have good beer in a great environment. The response that we've gotten so far has been fantastic, and people are really looking forward to having a different place with a new vibe to go and enjoy themselves.
Paris McFarthing and Ben Jackson are founders and owners of the Coming Soon Hop River Brewing Company. Paris, Ben, thank you for sharing your very precious free time with us today, and cheers to you both.
Thank you.
It's been our pleasure. Thanks.